She defies gravity, and she has reversed and expanded the polarity of mandolin reality. She possesses enough music credentials to make a Supreme Court justice blush. And she's as humble and as gracious a person as you might ever know. And oh, what a voice. And oh, what an exceptional band she has. We love it whenever she can come visit us here in the Delfest Nation. Folks, it's time for an amazing Americana celebration. Please give a warm round of applause to Miss Sierra Hull.
Oh, thank you guys so much. What an intro, Joe. No pressure at all, that's right. Folks, so much. How y'all doing? Oh, it's so good to be back at Delfest. This is one of my favorite festivals in the world. Yeah, who doesn't love Del McCurry? Something's wrong with you if you don't. This is my third time being here, but my first year getting to come early and teach mandolin at the academy. Yeah. Got a bunch of my Nando students right here on the front row. But really excited to be back this year to share some brand new music with you. And also play some tunes off my last couple records. And here's one off of my most recent project, Daybreak. This is a song that I wrote a few years back when I was sitting in the car out in front of the Best Buy store. It's called Best Buy. You can buy me the best, say you love me like the rest, but don't think I'm gonna buy the words you say. You can tell me your sweet lies with those pretty big blue eyes, but don't think I'm gonna give my heart away. You can tell me things untrue, say you want me like you do, that can always be the one that's by my side. But I won't buy it, I won't buy it, cause I know it isn't true. Cause a million times I've heard these lies from you, that you're gonna give your all and do your best, make me the happiest girl that's ever known love so true. Tell me that you love me so, and you will never let me go, but I know it isn't so. Cause the best thing you can buy, don't you think it's gonna fly? Fly over like the lies I bought before. Cause you can take your stuff, I've had enough, I'll even hold the door. Cause I ain't gonna buy it anymore.
Yeah.
your hand will guide me. So much. Well, I guess it would make sense for me to tell you who this bass player is up here now. He's become one of my favorite bass players. I met him last August in Nashville. I was working on a brand new album, and I started working with Bela Fleck producing, my hero. One of my heroes for sure. And so we started with the idea of what if we took a lot of these songs that I had written over the past few years and presented them with just mandolin and voice. And then we thought, well, you know, maybe it would be fun to add one more instrument. And of course, it's all about that bass. So it only made sense to add bass. But then there's the question of who. And so we asked Edgar Meyer, and Ethan came very highly recommended by Edgar. And yeah. And I didn't know who he was at the time, so I went on YouTube and started stalking him, like one does. And I thought, dang, man, this guy, he is really good. This would be great. And then I just immediately started praying, oh, Lord, please don't let him be a jerk, because then that would be the worst thing ever. And it turns out he's a nice guy, so all good. And we invited him to join us on the project, and man, he just did a fine job. And he just graduated last weekend from the Curtis Institute of Music, folks. Make him welcome Ethan Yojevitz. Thank you.
How's it going out there, everybody? And this is my very first Dell Fest. This is, what a wonderful place. Yeah, this is great. So, is anybody's birthday out there today? It's yours? Are you kidding? You're just joking, right? Well, that's good, because we're going to do a song that you don't really want someone to be singing about you on your birthday. So, we're not going to dedicate this to you. Yeah, no problem. This is one that'll be on that new record that we recorded, and it's called Birthday.
No train noises on the record, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Out traveling with us this summer, and he and I have played tons of music together over the years, and he's one of my favorite musicians. This is his second year at Delfest. He was here with me last year, and he plays all the instruments there are, folks, and he's traveled around with the likes of Ricky Skaggs of Kentucky Thunder, where he was in his band for a few years, and before that, the Dan Tominski band, and just so excited to have him out with us this summer. Make welcome from Nashville, Justin Moses. How you doing?
Great.
Delfest treating you well?
Awesome.
Yes. That's all you'll ever hear him say, right there. Just play. plays, doesn't speak. But he has a banjo, so.
Thank you.
Since I wrote that one, I thought I would appropriately title it Royal Tea, because everybody likes royal teas, and you think about that, you'll get that after a while. You got it right here in the front. Sun's still shining. We got a little sprinkle out there, but y'all, I tell you what, I saw you guys during Dale's set yesterday. I was impressed. I was like, these people, I love it. Y'all come here to hear some music. All right, well, if you have either one of my last two albums, Wouldn't Matter to Me, or Secrets, or Wouldn't Matter to Me, that's the name of the song we're about to do, Daybreak, or Secrets, then you've probably heard this next one, written by a guy that's one of my favorite songwriters out of Nashville. Here's one called Wouldn't Matter to Me. Thank you. Justin over here has been working on a brand new project, an EP, so look for that. But he does have his solo CDs over at the merch tent, or will have if he doesn't already. So check that out. But we're going to do a tune he wrote not too long ago, a Do-Ro tune.
It's actually pretty old, but it's new to us, yeah.
What?
It's actually pretty old, but it'll be new to us.
It's going to be new to all these folks. You want to tell them the title of this one?
This one's called She's Crazy.
It is, yeah, this is what a mandolin looks like on me when I was about 8 years old. Just starting to play. About the same. What's that? It's an octave. Yeah, I was like, where is the voice coming from? I hear you, but there he is. Yeah, it's an octave mandolin. But I have one that's an F style as well, so you should see it. It really freaks people out. They're like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how small she was. No, I got it fixed.
Yeah.
You're keeping up, man. Keeping up. grew up, folks, in a little town in Tennessee called Byrdstown. And yeah, so being a Tennessee gal, it only makes sense to play this next one for you. to Moses, folks. Still having a good time out there? Woo-hoo!
So as Sierra mentioned, we were very fortunate to work with Bela Fleck on her new album as a producer. And you know, of course, when Bela's around in the studio anyway, you kind of gotta get him to play on a couple. So he played on a couple on there, and we also had a couple, actually three of our favorite female vocalists come on and sing some harmony parts. And on the album, which is not out yet, January is when it comes out. All these people are on this next track, and those backup singers, those harmony singers, Rhiannon Giddens from the Carolina Chocolate Drops is on there. Abigail Washburn sings on it, and also Allison Krauss sings on it.
Basically, it's Ethan, Bela, and a bunch of chicks, you know? The most girl power record I've ever made. Just kidding. Here's one that'll be off the project called Black River.
My heart.
Thank you very much. So we just wrapped up Mother's Day not long ago. Hope you guys could give a thumbs up to all the moms out there. Yeah. Gotta love mom. And, you know, my mom, she used to travel with me all the time till I got old enough to go out on my own, as I guess those youngins do. And I remember the first couple summers I went out without her, you know, it's like, you know, we're just trying to figure out how to sort of deal with that. And I knew I was moving away to go to college, to go to Berklee College of Music up in Boston. And then, you know, even after all going through all that, you know, you have these moments out on the road where sometimes you just not had a good day and you just want your mom to be there, you know? So this was kind of a song that was inspired in one of those moments. It's called Lullaby. She said, oh, well, so precious, huh? I'll get the Kleenexes out.
Thank you.
folks so much. We've had a wonderful time getting to be with you here today, and so glad the weather is better than yesterday, and hoping for another beautiful day tomorrow. And man, so much great music left to hear and enjoy. And that's my favorite part about being here is, I mean, I love playing for you guys, but I love getting to be out there and listen. But we're going to be over at the merch tent here in a little bit. As soon as we get done, we'll head over there. If you guys want to come by and say hello, I've got a couple albums over there and some posters. And before we leave, you know, I normally have a sound engineer that travels with me on the road, and his son was graduating high school this weekend, and he couldn't be up here. And it's always great to know that you have a great sound crew to work with, and they have a wonderful crew here at Del Fest. And we want to thank Matt and Chris for all their hard work. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, so give it up for those guys. And of course, you know, everybody that worked so hard to put this festival on. Everybody's been so good to us. And looking forward to hanging out tomorrow. We'll be around again, I think, playing over at the music hall around 6 o'clock, something like that. So come hang with us if you feel like it. And one more time for Ethan Yojevitz, folks. And as always, find me on Facebook or on my website. And if we don't see you tomorrow, next time we're up in this area, y'all come hang out with us, or wherever you're from, come hang with us. Thanks again. Thank you.
I may